WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A Bangladesh Air Force training aircraft slammed into a school campus in the capital city of Dhaka today. At least 18 people were killed, more than 160 injured, some of them taken to hospitals by desperate parents in rickshaws. Harvard University will appear in federal court today to make the case that the Trump administration illegally cut $2.5 billion from the college in federal funding. Harvard says it's an attempt to have a government takeover of gaining control of academic decision-making at the university. Flood watches up from Missouri through Virginia as the nation saw more flooding over the weekend.
Roads in Seagirt, New Jersey looked like rivers Sunday after heavy rain sparked flash flooding.
How is this even possible?
This after a flash flood emergency shut down parts of the D.C. metro area Saturday.
ABC chief meteorologist Ginger Z, another 80 Palestinians at least killed over the weekend as they tried to get food aid in Gaza. The U.N. Food Agency says Israeli forces opened fire. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Development of the Lake Monona shoreline will not have to go through a public vote, upsetting some Madisonians. The Lakeway project to reimagine the lakeshore has been in the works for 6 years now. There were dozens of public meetings to talk about what people want to see there. Phase one of the plan is to add bike and pedestrian paths along John Nolan Drive, plus some boardwalks out onto the water. City ordinance says major parks projects that involve Lakeshore have to be on the ballot as a referendum so residents can vote on them. But the Common Council voted last week to make the Lakeshore project an exception to that rule, meaning Madison voters will not get the chance to say yes or no. City leaders say this way is just faster, and it allows park staff more freedom in the development process. The State Journal reports other projects have gotten exemptions before, like at Olbrich Gardens and the Henry Vilas Zoo. This is what one Madison resident said at last week's meeting.
This project is a huge project affecting over a mile of shoreline, affecting three different parks and the entire John Nolan Causeway. That's the reason this ordinance was put in place, was for these kinds of major projects. And to exempt it from this takes away the opportunity for the residents of Madison to have a say in the oversight of how those shorelines are developed.
While the city is paying for a portion of this project, money needs to come from other sources, too, like donations. The Lakeway development is expected to take years and would start in 2027. Before they can even begin, John Nolan Drive needs to be rebuilt. That's scheduled for next year. The city is hosting a public meeting tonight for folks to get a sense of the project and give their input. It's online and it's open to all Madison residents. It starts at 6:30. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers head to Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a three-game series against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. The Brewers with a 6-5 win yesterday on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with catcher Eric Haas and shortstop Joey Ortiz.
It felt good that we kept grinding at bats out. They know how they have to play. And, you know, Eric Haas, you know he doesn't get to play very much, getting a big RBI. Oh, two outs, you know, Ortiz, what can you say about the way the guy played defense?
The Brewers have now won 10 in a row. NFL Packers reporting to Green Bay for the start of Wednesday's first day of practice. Linebacker Quay Walker, physically unable to perform. He's been dealing with that ankle injury at the end of last season.
Hard to say. I think I just do too much thinking, to be honest with you. Instead of just going out there and just play. Half is making me think, whatever the case may be, it'd just be me trying to do everything right instead of just lining up and just playing. I can be a real, real productive player.
That's Packers linebacker Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and muggy with highs back into the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome director-producer John Roach at Max Inc. Radio's Rocker joins me in studio for some Atwood Fest chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
Trying to blame Democrats for Jeffrey Epstein? Who was president when Jeffrey Epstein died in his cell? Donald Trump. And who's in charge now and blocking the release of the files? Donald Trump.
Thank you, Representative Jim McGovern. Yes, simple timelines is MAGA's enemy at this point. All right, actress Rao, Anna Ortiz of Ugly Betty and Devious
Maids. She's married
Maids.
And is a mother.
Yes, she's exactly my type. She's straight, she's married, happily married with kids, and has absolutely no interest in me. My type. All right. No, she's fantastic. She's smart and funny and a fantastic political activist. Yes. Has a lot to say about ICE and everything that's going on here in L.A. So, and she listens every day.
I know.
Hi, Anna. Okay. Speaking of love, there's so much backed up love for Bella, who had to go to the doctor.
Yes.
She's
yes.
got new medication for her tummy. She's yeah. doing better.
Yeah.
Okay. This is cute. This is from Mildred. Hi, Steph.
Not,
I just want
to be Mildred.
No.
Okay.
Millie. It's Millie.
Okay.
Hi, Steph. Want Bella to know that I have a new kitty and I named her after Bella.
Oh my gosh.
I'm 82 years old, very political, and love that Bella is so knowledgeable, smart, and adorable.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Happy she's on the show. I listen every morning. I'm home when I'm not traveling. Just attended the Good Trouble Rally protest. Anyway, love you all. Thanks much for helping us stay sane in this unhealthy, sick world we're living in. Millie, one of the sisters of the resistance,
yeah.
and her kitty Bella.
Oh, send a picture of the kitty.
Yes. Kitty named Bella.
Aww.
Oh, and then, we only torture those we love, Bella.
Oh.
Yeah. Blue Krampus says, holy Steph, I'm at an Arby's and torn between two levers is on the speaker.
Oh,
speakers, please introduce Bella to this horrific 1970s gem. Also, Mama's beautiful and Chris is right. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Wow.
Oh, Bella, I apologize.
Only for me.
I did my first comedy skit in high school to this.
Yes.
Oh.
Yep, is the story, just to catch you up.
There are times when a woman has to say what's on her mind. Even though she knows how much it's gonna hurt.
Oh, girl.
Before I say another word, let me tell you.
She's all good to the chorus.
Let me hold you close.
Basically, she has
say these
two
words.
Lovers.
Tormented.
There's been
get to the point.
Cool ballads.
But that doesn't
Let's take a little nap.
I love you less.
Oh.
And he knows.
Oh my God, where's the chorus?
It's coming.
And he knows.
I got one more measure, I think.
Oh.
There's just this empty place inside of me.
Uh-oh.
That only he can feel.
Really? Only he? Okay.
Torn between two lovers.
All right. So in high school, my mom tore like 8 dresses up the front and down the back and sewed them back together, and then so 2 boys can come out and rip them off during the chorus. And it brought the house down at DeSales Catholic High School, I will just say.
And that's what led to your comedy career.
Yes.
Bless you.
Ooh, I got my
because then they knew
going.
It was going to happen. They started coming out from the sides of the stage when we got to the chorus, and then yes.
So is she more of a whore than Brandy? Because what I'm hearing is
yes.
How do you get to
that point? Thank you. Much more of a whore.
You fall in love. You're married to someone, then you fall in love with someone else, and you're torn between two lovers.
How does that happen?
It happens.
All right, how?
I saved this story, and I think it's us that's giving Bella her blank stare.
Uh-oh.
But there is an actual story.
Oh,
have you seen this? Gen Z's blank stare is the internet's latest obsession.
Yeah.
Yeah. I printed this specifically for you.
I've seen the blank stare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's either the music or the old references we torture her with. Or
it's both.
Or Donald Trump.
I've seen Donald Trump's America.
I've
seen 2 definitions of this. One is specifically in customer service. And my rebuttal for that is I was a barista for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And if you are coming up to the register and asking for something that we just don't have on the menu and saying, I've gotten it before. It's like, no, you haven't. So, and after a while, you just have to stare. But I think that's cross-generational. But
all right. Could be the hours of this job. It could be the Donald Trump's president. And
sure.
It could be the music we subject her to.
Yes.
Well,
the other definition is just,
yes.
But my rebuttal for that is, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all, and that will manifest in
I didn't know this was a thing.
I
just assumed that look of, pity and or disgust is something I'm used to.
Was pity
that
or disgust.
Stare. Yeah, I'm used to that,
right.
So it's
no,
not like...
it's usually the music and the time, just,
Yeah, the hours
it's
of the
not
day.
Generational. Yeah. Everyone looks at me like that. Just like, ugh. yes, this is the story, Bella. Received an awkward response to hi, how are you from a younger neighbor or a deer in the headlights look from a teenage customer service worker. TikTokers say there's a name for that, the Gen Z stare.
Okay.
Users on the platform say it refers to the vacant stare that young people might give in response to small talk, simple customer service questions, or workplace injuries. Inquiries.
Not injuries.
Like, might you play Torn Between Two Lovers? That would be a workplace.
And you got the stare. So
yeah,
I had to bring
stare.
It up over here.
Right.
Yeah. I also just,
in sparking a broader conversation about the impact of COVID, the chronic technology use, and if Gen Z lacks communication skills in the workplace and social settings.
Younger Gen Z, maybe, with the COVID stunt.
Right, right.
COVID happened my senior year of high school, so I already had all my...
You had social
skills. That's how I got tricked into going to see Superman, because they have heated Barca loungers now, because that's how they draw the old people out. I'm like, that's like being at home during COVID again.
It's comfy.
Great.
How did you stay awake?
Yeah. It's heated, too. I told you. Oh, it's fantastic. So one person said it's literally just exhausted teenagers working part-time trying to put up with school while paying bills.
Yeah.
The Gen Z stare is usually just being in complete disbelief at what we're witnessing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You'd have to have 6 roommates and 17 jobs, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'd say I would do it in high school as well when I worked at Ye Old Ice Cream Shop in San Luis Obispo.
I'm sorry, Ye Old?
It was like old timey.
Old had an E on the end of it?
Ye Old. I call it that because we had to wear bow ties and it was like old, like supposed to be like old fashioned ice cream.
Yeah.
All right.
Like
Farrell's.
Yeah.
They interviewed an old for this just to end the story. Commenters from other generations argued back. We're talking about the stare when anyone tries to have just a normal human interaction with you, like in the flesh. Freeze. One TikToker. I know you're going to say whatever, boomer. I can't even count on you how many times I've tried to say hi to neighbors just walking by that are in like their teens and they look at you like they just saw a ghost.
It's not normal interactions, though. It's never normal interactions. It's never just hi, how are you? It's always like, well, you're here. It's always something.
They start out with a conversation instead of just a hi, how are you?
Yes, it's always just like
It's a 70s story song
right.
for her.
Yes.
It's like, oh my God, get to the what? Right. Like, you told me, Sean, when Sean was younger, you're like, oh, my God, you called him? Don't do that.
Yeah, don't call him without texting first.
And to which I would agree.
Right.
Here's some
I'm the same way, and I'm Xer.
But
I'm
here's
like,
some rumbly tumbly news.
Me.
Gen Z is nicknamed the anxious generation. Right?
Well,
with everything that we've plopped upon them?
Right? Surgeon General Vivek Murthy sounded the alarm on loneliness during his term, explaining in a report that young adults are almost twice as likely to report feeling lonely than those.
I'm an introvert, so I don't
know. So it works.
I'm a loser, so I don't have any choice but to be alone. But all right, well, that's... I assumed that it was entirely my crappy taste in music that caused the Gen Z stare, but, you know.
No, I was trying to have a conversation.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
But
all right.
It's more than that.
I know. I'm just kidding.
It goes deeper.
All right. Oh, God. Not you, Tulsi. Really?
What?
So it's Tulsi trying to get back in his good graces after saying the wrong thing on Iran, not what he wanted to hear. And so now, okay, here she is.
Over 100 documents that we released on Friday really detail and provide evidence of how this treasonous conspiracy was directed by President Obama weeks before he was due to leave office after President Trump had already gotten elected. This is not a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an issue that is so serious it should concern every single American.
Okay. I don't even... Do you get what she's even... alleging?
Not really.
I'm like, she alleged the officials manipulated and withheld key intelligence from the public related to the possibility of Russian interference. I'm confused. Bob Mueller, lifetime Republican. First of all, that started on Trump's watch, the Mueller investigation, and had the same conclusion as the Marco Rubio, lifetime Republican-led Senate intelligence report that Russia interfered. Okay. Joe says Barack Obama should sue the crap out of Tulsi Gabbard for defamation and malicious slander. Yes. This is what they always count on, is that we're not litigious like Trump is, right? Whether it's Biden or Obama.
Unfortunately, the bar is a little higher for someone like Obama.
Okay. Kobe said somebody should tell Tulsi Gabbard that the Senate Intelligence Committee, led by then-acting GOP Chairman Marco Rubio, concluded Russia interfered in the 2016 election. Did anyone just ask her, what the are you even talking about? Exactly. Joe said, good morning. Obama isn't getting arrested and isn't going to prison for treason. It's all political theater to distract from Epstein.
That's exactly what it is.
Pass it on. Please continue, Tulsi.
Accountability is essential for the future of our country, for the American people to have any sense of trust in the integrity of our democratic republic. Accountability, action, prosecution, indictments for those who are responsible for trying to steal our democracy is essential for us to make sure that this never happens to our country again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know what? I think I'm all out of crazy pills. Are they in my medical kit? See if there's crazy pills in there.
Are you giving Tulsi a Gen Z stare?
Yes. Okay, Representative Jim Himes on this.
What you saw from the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, was not just a lie, but a very dangerous lie. Because when you start throwing around language like sedition and treason, somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, there's that. Blah, blah, blah. Where are we? Yes, Senator Warner said the Senate Intel Committee unanimously concluded that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. If there had been some Obama conspiracy, we would have found it. This latest lie is another sad, dangerous example of Tulsi Gabbard trying to rewrite history and erode our trust in the intelligence community. I think more interesting... Hi, look back over here on Earth One.
Okay.
Senator Dick Durbin drops a massive bombshell, reveals that Attorney General Bondi pressured roughly 1,000 FBI personnel to sift through tens of thousands of Epstein documents to flag all mentions of Donald Trump. Durbin revealed that his office has received, quote, information that Bondi has pressured the FBI to put approximately 1,000 personnel in its information task force to ensure Trump's name is not in any of the over 100,000 documents. The American people deserve the truth. I don't know what to say about this. Is just how about these wires that Ron Wyden is finding? I mean, okay. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry, I didn't have the number in front of me. Trump made 4,725 wire transfers, equaling approximately $1.1 billion to Epstein. Nothing more to see here.
Nope.
Look over here. They're going to arrest Obama, you know, for treason. Don't you know?
Oh,
okay. Roger in Orlando. Hello, Roger. Hello, Roger.
I don't think you plugged.
Did I do it right?
No, you didn't.
No, we didn't. Okay. Hi, Roger. Hi, go ahead. Sorry.
Hi. I want to thank Chris for the Johnny Quest references.
Oh, you're
but
welcome.
Don't forget the Thunderbirds, the British puppet show, International Rescue.
Okay.
You know, mid-60s.
Yep,
Steph
I'll work on that
remember,
next.
Because he's only 40.
It was filmed in Super Marionation.
He's only 42. Yeah. No, again, Steph's too young to remember that stuff because she's only 42.
Right.
But I want to talk about the Skeritage Foundation,
yes.
Project 2025, is far more dangerous than their felon figurehead because they're priming Shady Vance, you know.
Yeah.
And one other thing, release the Epstein files because the truth is out there.
Yes, there you go. I see that was a reference to the, right, X-Files or something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, sorry. Yeah, this is right. Someone else said, Jen said, remember Vance Thiel and Murdoch met in Montana, 6/10/25. Epstein tidbits will continue to drop until it breaks him. I bet we see President Vance by August 1st. Right. Oh, my. Jethro Dull, 24/7. Think about that. Dear Jesus. All right. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance.
Oh.
Yes. That's what it look. Oh, by the way, a slight correction. I am 43. He said he was, I'm 42. You don't want to lie.
No.
Okay.
God forbid.
It's all because of Vibrance Super C Serum. Hi.
Hi.
Listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. Super C Serum made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. It delivers noticeable results. Simplify, streamline your skincare routine. This is my favorite product ever. It's so citrusy and delicious going on. If you don't find it better than your current routine, you'll get a full refund. Vibrience.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrience. Vibrience.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Get lots of sleep. Tomorrow, we will all be risking our lives for freedom.
Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Well, do you know anyone who wears a CPAP mask at night? I mean, it looks like a horror film, right? Air hoses strapped to your face all night. Without it, breathing is disrupted. You can be at higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, premature death. If you snore now, you're at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is at Zepa. It's the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. Zepa was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. With over 500,000 units sold, Zepa is the stop snoring device I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. This may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now. Zepa, that's happy Z spelled backward. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com. The promo code is SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at Zepa.com.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Turn it up to 11. This is Atwood Fest. Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th. Music starts at noon each day. Three stages, 30 bands, and plenty of craft and food vendors. Saturday night on the big stage is Fet Function into VO5. And Sunday opens with Steely Dan and closes with the Brothers Almanac, a tribute to the Allman Brothers. For more information and live music schedule, go to atwoodfest.com.
Hey, Gordy.
How you doing?
Oh, Arthur, great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Stephen Miller.
Ain't got no time for your boo boo, Betty Boo. Betty Boo just doing a do when you are
blue. Done with torturing Bella with horrible 70s music, we've switched to horrible 90s music.
Sean put that in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't love it.
This is when I hosted Hot 97 in New York City, everybody. Betty Boo just doing the do.
Didn't you have her in studio?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I think so. Okay.
She was trying to get an American career going, and it just didn't take.
Yeah. Oh, dear. You know what? If you're going to have one hit, that's the one, that doing the do. That is a noisy song. Okay. Tommy says, maybe this goes without saying, but no one cares about redacted grand jury documents. We want to know what 1,000 FBI agents paid by the American public to review 100,000 documents and apparently flag all mentions of Trump found. Yes, that's what I would like to see.
Yeah.
The Atlantic said, if the Epstein scandal teaches us anything, is that America needs a dedicated and decently funded group of people whose job it is not just to ask questions, but to find answers. Let's call them journalists. If ever there was a time for journalism, it's now. Am I right, Kevin, in D.C.? Hello, Kevin.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Good morning. And just real quick, stop picking on 70 songs. A lot of them, like, you are everything and everything is you, and I can't live and living without you got me through breakup. So stop. They were perfectly soothing.
Yes. We seem to like long stories back then.
Yeah.
Yes.
We had more time to listen to long stories back then.
Correct.
Now we're like, get to the point.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't have an MTV attention span back then. But anyway, did you see, I didn't see it. I saw a clip of it because I don't watch CNN anymore. But did you see Amy Klobuchar where Jake Tapper did that crap again, siding with Ruth Douglas, asking her, what about why didn't Biden release it? And she said, Jake, the president blaming the Democrats for the disaster, Jake, is like that CEO who was caught on camera blaming Coldplay.
Yes. Oh, how about that kiss cam? Oh, dear.
Oh my
dear.
Gosh. That has been all over my feed.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
At other sporting events, they're now doing Coldplay cams if there are people hugging each other.
Wow. Yeah.
To, like, get out of the frame as fast as possible. Like,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway. Crazy.
By the way, Kevin, Greg O echoes your point. Where's the Tapper book about Trump hiding his diagnosis for years? He knew he had it during the election, and doctors saying Trump was in great shape didn't comment on this were lying. You know, as we were saying, Chris, doctors say it's completely plausible that Joe Biden just found out about the cancer because they said he didn't. They didn't do that one test on him that they don't recommend after a certain age that might have caught it. So very, very often that's how you find out. This thing Trump has is not something that comes on yesterday.
It's cankles.
Yes. He's been diagnosed with cankles.
Those are some of the worst cankles I've ever seen, though. My God.
Dear God.
When you can see the skin flowing over the shoe through his sock.
Come on. All right, Bella, just you might as well put the tarp back down because it's good between the cankles and the... God, I can't.
You know his varicose veins are just awful.
Okay.
We've never seen his legs, though.
Hold on.
Oh.
Yes, New York Times reports in 1992 when Trump hosted a party at Mar-a-Lago for young women, his so-called calendar girl competition, Mr. Epstein was the only other guest, according to a Florida-based businessman who arranged the event. He said, Donald, this was supposed to be a party with VIPs. You're telling me it's just you and Epstein? Did you see some of the video footage of this? They're both leering at the...
Oh, yeah.
The businessman's then girlfriend and business partner, Jill Harth, later accused Trump of sexual misconduct on the night of a party. In the lawsuit, he said Trump took her into a bedroom, forcibly kissed and fondled her, restrained her from leaving. She also said a 22-year-old contestant told her Trump later that night crawled into her bed uninvited. Right back.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Food pantries are already busy. As we reported, the River Food Pantry helped nearly 20% more people last year. And just before Thanksgiving, they had their busiest 2 days ever, serving more than 3,800 people. Now, with cuts to SNAP, colloquially known as food stamps, pantries know there may be even more demand on them as Wisconsinites face food insecurity. Lisa Hale reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says food pantries in Wisconsin, already feeling the squeeze as food insecurity rises, will be even more strapped after the budget bill passed by the Trump administration.
I've been traveling the state and visiting food pantries who are already strapped at their capacity, barely able to meet the hunger needs in their communities. And if people lose their nutrition assistance, their food stamps, are no longer able to purchase nutritious food for their families, at grocery stores, they are then going to have to rely on food pantries, food banks, and again, they're at capacities.
Baldwin says over 3 million Americans will lose SNAP benefits under the new budget bill. About 705,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP benefits for food assistance. Of those receiving assistance, 270,000 are children, and 108,000 are senior citizens. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
On top of all that, the federal government has also canceled programs that helped food pantries and food banks feed people. The Trump administration nixed the local food purchasing agreement, where the government subsidized food banks buying directly from local farmers. More than 250 pantries benefited from just that one program. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and muggy with highs back into the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes, you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Helped U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
on the precipice of entering a censorship state in which Donald Trump is using the powers of the federal government in order to erase criticism from the airwaves. What's happening at CBS right now is bone-chilling.
Yeah, thank you, Senator Chris Murphy. By the way, John Stewart addressed this because he's the same company as Stephen Colbert.
Skydance, the company that's coming in. You know, unfortunately, we haven't heard anything from them. They haven't called me and said, like, don't get too comfortable in that office, Stewart. You know, but let me tell you something. I've been kicked out of shittier establishments than that. We'll land on our feet. No, I honestly don't know. I'd like to believe that without The Daily Show, I don't know. Comedy Central is kind of like Muzak at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's The Daily Show, it's South Park, and it's reruns of The Office. That's basically all Comedy Central is anymore.
I mean, if they get rid of Jon Stewart, we are in, I don't know what level of fascism. Who said you cannot laugh and be afraid at the same time and the devil cannot stand mockery? Who said that?
Bozo the Clown.
No, that would be Stephen Colbert in his 2016 election special. Hold, please. I'm sorry, I had you print the entire internet again. I apologize.
You kind of did.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Just one other.
Okay.
Institutions that are willing to sacrifice their values for the government's favor are likely to end up with neither. Who said that?
Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop.
No, that would be David Graham. All right. Yeah. Anna said the Wall Street Journal publishing Trump's birthday love letter to Epstein is the beginning of the end of Trump. The techno bros are getting ready to install J.D. Vance and get rid of Trump. Trump was always the Trojan horse for Project 2025 and Peter Thiel's and Elon Musk's techocracy. We'll see. Right. I don't know what the truth of this story is. Jack said the Wall Street Journal chose not to obey in advance. That's a big damn deal. That, my friends, is what resistance look like. I mean, that'll be ironic if it's.
Isn't it ironic?
Yes, it is. Isn't it, Alanis? But, but honestly, Chris, that's if that's the only place, but only because maybe Trump's outlived his usefulness for them. It looks like, by the way, his warranty's about up. I mean, holy cow. It's not just the bruising and the cankles, but it's. Okay. In response to Trump's tariffs, Walmart has saying they're going to increase prices by up to 51%. But wasn't China supposed to pay the tariffs? Can someone please explain to him once and for all what a tariff is and how it works? I keep saying we're getting billions of dollars in from the tariffs every day. No, we're not. We're paying that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm screaming.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Oh, how about this one? Senator Lisa Murkowski says she feels cheated after she won a concession in the tax and spending bill to protect wind and solar projects, only to see Trump administration issue orders that she said seemed designed to quash such projects. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Did she F around and find out?
She did.
Never thought.
Did a leopard eat your... Who could have seen that coming?
I think it was more of a Kodiak bear that ate her face.
They weren't supposed to turn on me, no, never thought the lepers
would eat my face. Okay, wow. I mean, I'm sorry. Seriously? This is exactly what Trump does to everyone. He is a liar. Why would you... Okay. All right. Oh, this is my love letter from the man on the street. Steph, I watched Friday's MAGA meltdown celebration on Free Speech TV 3 times just so I could watch your orgasm face over and over again. Yeah, it is Shadowfroidalicious, the MAGA meltdown at this particular.
Seeing Nick Fuentes go into screech mode, that was worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
By itself.
David Pacman, our friend, says we've now learned Trump tried to use the FBI as a defense tool against connecting his name with Epstein. This is not the behavior of an innocent man. MJ says both sides are the same. The left forces a sitting president out of an election because people, quote, perceived him to have cognitive decline. The right stands beside a convicted felon, confirmed predator with visible cognitive decline, compulsive liar traits, insurrectionist, Russian asset, twice impeached, money launderer who openly violates the law and is protecting Epstein's files. Me, yeah. Yeah, they're precisely the same. Just thought we could maybe put that narrative to bed. Okay, Beta O'Rourke on, by the way, excellent day to buy your Alpha Liberal Force t-shirt at stephaniemiller.com. Here he is.
We have to get serious. We have to be absolutely ruthless about getting back in power. So, yes, in California, in Illinois, in New York, wherever we have the trifecta of power, we have to use that to its absolute extent.
Thank you, and I'm glad Gavin Newsom is saying, okay, technical, because We've said this over and over, Chris. Texas is not a red state. It's a gerrymandered state. Yep. It's a voter suppression state. Yep. And we have got to start playing by the same set of rules. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, yeah. All right. Oh, in fact, her written style says, again, I'm posing the question, why are we paying taxes when they're throwing out everything taxes are supposed to pay for? What's the point of taxes now? We're being taxed without representation, and the taxes aren't even paying for anything because everything has been gutted. Thank you. And we're still funding half the red states, right? While we're... Okay. Okay, JH says, make no mistake about it, Trump wasn't just diagnosed with CVI, a serious condition that can lead to heart failure. Visible leg swelling means he's already at stage three, not the beginning. He likely knew for months, probably before the election, only disclosed it now because the symptoms became impossible to hide. Yeah, so many questions. Okay, Mike, Representative Mike Johnson.
Look, there's two parties here. One is into performance art. And the other party is here delivering results. I am so happy and very bullish about the upcoming midterm election in 2026 because we will be able to go out to the people and show all this, demonstrate it, illustrate very clearly that there really is only one choice if you care about the future of the country. And we will be presenting that with bold colors, as our hero Ronald Reagan used to say.
I'm sorry, we're the ones into performance art when this entire Trump thing is a reality show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
I thought you'd like that.
Please continue.
We're the party. The Republican Party is the party of fiscal responsibility. And we are demonstrating that day after day because of the president's leadership in the White House and what we're doing here. We just passed, on Friday, of course, on Thursday night, late Thursday night, early Friday morning after midnight, we passed the first rescission package.
Rescission package. Can I just say what complete bull this whole waste, fraud, and abuse is? Mm-hmm. Do you know how much money what do we spend on Iran? We just reported Friday, two of the sites aren't even that badly damaged. Right. How much did that cost? How much did Trump's golf trip cost? I can't even.
Two of the sites just required some spackle.
Yes, a little bit of what's that stuff? The stuff you put on, that I use for leaks, because I have leaks everywhere.
Spackle?
No, not spackle. What's that stuff called? It's they sell it on the infomercials. I'll think of it.
Okay. Gooby gone?
Hmm? No. Oh, that might work though. Gooby gone.
I don't know.
But anyway, I just was thinking of the massive amounts of
the Billy Mays stuff. The stuff that Billy Mays sells.
What it costs to send the Marines here to occupy L.A. for no reason. What it's costing to reopen Alcatraz. What it's costing to refurbish the bribe Air Force One. What it's costing to do these detention centers, right? I was going to say alligator Alcatraz, but I'm not calling it Alcatraz. It's not a prison. It's a concentration camp.
You just call it algae.
Algae. Shut up, both of you. It's Monday.
It is a very Monday Monday.
Right? I'm having a very bad
life.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. It feels very Monday.
Oh, and now Anna Ortiz had to cancel this morning.
Yeah. She was
now I'm
to
in
set.
A grumpy mood. Of course she's called to set. She's the most gorgeous, talented actress in the world.
We're working on rescheduling.
All right, we're rescheduling her. She got called into a shoot, as you do when you are gorgeous and wildly talented.
And
so
in demand.
Yes. Anyway, she was very apologetic. So we will definitely get her rescheduled. Adam Kinzinger says, why did Trump order Bondi to release the grand jury info, which is the only stuff that a judge has to approve, versus releasing all the other stuff that's not grand jury that they can release today? How about all of it? We know why. Oh my God, could this get any dumber? Brian Behar says, I can't profess to know about the Wall Street Journal's game, but it feels like they're baiting Trump into a bunch of strident denials before hitting him with a whole lot of undeniable. The woman that broke the story, Chris, for the Miami Herald, said this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this feels like drip, drip, drip. Here's the thing. He has to always not just deny. He always has to make some huge, completely over-the-top lie, right? Like, remember, he's like, first of all, grammar police, I know you hated this the most. I've never drawn a picture. What did he say? He didn't say drew. I've never written a picture before. You don't write a picture. I don't write pictures. Anyway,
that's the least offensive thing he said in his entire life.
Right, but like then on cue... All of these things come up that he said, right? Like Don Jr. rushed to his father's defense in the wake of the Wall Street Journal exclusive, arguing he's never seen his dad doodle, despite reports. He said, my father has a very specific way of speaking. Oh, yes, we know. The insanity written in the Wall Street Journal ain't it, and everyone knows it. Also, in 47 years, I've never seen him doodle once. Give me a break with the fake journalisming. Is that a word? That's
no,
not a
it's
word
not
either.
A word. Was that Eric or was that Don Jr.?
This was Don Jr.
I expect that's a smart one.
Yeah,
I expect that language from Eric, but not Don Jr.
Trump has actually doodled before as several drawings from the 90s and early 2000s resurfaced. Yeah. Again, all he had to say is, oh, this thing isn't mine. But he has to go, I have never drawn a picture in my entire life, and then it takes 2 seconds, right, for them all to pop up.
Yeah.
Oh, he also said he's never used the word enigma. It took multiple posts with links to video clips.
Quite honestly, he wouldn't know what that means.
Right, but he has indeed used it before.
Yeah. I believe that.
He just lies about such easily provable stuff that can be brought up, like, in an instant in this day and age, right? Okay, this would be hard evidence. I feel like I can't mention this enough. Senator Durbin claims in letters sent from him to the DOJ and FBI, he's been informed on March 14th approximately 1,000 FBI agents were assigned to work around the clock to review over 100,000 pages of the Epstein files to flag any references of Trump. They scrubbed the files, obviously, which is why Trump admitted he was in them, claiming they were fake. I mean, this is not normal.
No.
Okay. And Epstein files tweets, y'all, if that Epstein letter was called directly from those 100,000 plus documents the FBI was combing through and then given to the Wall Street Journal, then not only does that mean someone took it from or received it from the FBI, then changing hands until it got to the Wall Street Journal, it also means that Epstein birthday letter is probably not all the Wall Street Journal received from them either. These little Wall Street Journal Trump Epstein nuggets probably aren't over yet. That's what the Miami Herald writer said. And one last one. Can I just say, this one was, I love Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She said, I stand with my friend Stephen Colbert and hey CBS. Oops, hang on. I screwed up the wrong pages. Sorry.
Oh boy.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
She just did the quote. She said, hey, CBS, Paramount, and Jerry Redstone, institutions that are willing to sacrifice their values for the government's favor are likely to end up with neither. I love all the support for him from all the... Because as we were talking about Friday, he's not just wildly talented. He really is reportedly like one of the nicest men in Hollywood.
Yes.
And the number one show. So everyone can call bull on this.
Frangela on Friday confirmed it.
I did not know he was Francis's director at Second City in Chicago.
Right. Yes.
That's hilarious.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said he was the nicest guy.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, good for everybody that's like standing up for him and speaking out, because we gotta have each other's backs now. All right, 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. The state of the world, right? It's overwhelmed. It gives you rumbly tumblies. It's no wonder Gen Z is the anxious generation.
Yeah.
No wonder you get the stares.
Yeah. Right? Remember, no wonder I get the Gen Z stare. There is something you can do. Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. Just switch. It's so easy. And they've given over $95 million to all those progressive nonprofits that need our help more than ever right now, like Trevor Project, right? ACLU, Planned Parenthood. When you join Credo Mobile, you get a great, fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, your current number. It is so easy. And Stephanie Miller listeners, you even get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code Steph25. I forgot that. Sorry. At credomobile.com. That's Steph25.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off.
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Well, with summer in full swing, I feel that familiar urge to refresh my closet, but I'm trying not to waste money on pieces I'll only wear once or for just one season. That's where Quince comes in. Their clothes are timeless, feel luxurious, look elevated. The quality is way beyond what you'd expect for the price. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that just clicks. Think 100% European linen tops starting at $30, washable silk dresses and skirts, soft cotton sweaters, versatile warm weather pieces you'll reach for again and again. The best part, everything with Quince is half the cost of similar brands. I picked up some towels and earrings I love. By working directly with top artisans, cutting out the middleman, Quince gives you the luxury without the markup. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I use Quince for all my shopping needs. Now you should too. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping, 365-day returns. Quince.com/Stephanie.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Verlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted, factory direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Verlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity. Especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Turn it up to 11. This is Atwood Fest. Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th. Music starts at noon each day. Three stages, 30 bands, and plenty of craft and food vendors. Saturday night on the big stage is Fed Function into VO5. And Sunday opens with Steely Dane and closes with the Brothers Almanac, a tribute to the Allman Brothers. For more information and live music schedule, go to atwoodfest.com.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Stephanie Miller.
Working.
My, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Well, look at this. It's another unsolicited tweetamonial.
Oh.
Vath says, the Stephanie Miller podcast is the greatest podcast out there. I work mornings a lot. I'm unable to listen to the show live, but with Steph's podcast, I literally listen to the show in about an hour and a half in the evening. What a fantastic idea, Chris. How might one look into that?
Go to the podcast section of StephanieMiller.com. Purchase either a monthly subscription or a yearly subscription there. We will give you a code that you put into your favorite podcast player, and your podcast Fest will come to you every day.
The very best way to support the Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe,
right?
Yes. That's right, and it's a bargoon.
And,
I mean, commercial free, you can listen anytime. Or if you want to listen to Out of the Gate, our first segment, or our best interview of the day.
It's not really
Happy
that
Hour
anymore, but
podcast, whatever. Happy Hour podcast. Those are free with ads.
Yes,
right?
just search for Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour on your favorite podcast app, and it will come to you for free with ads.
Fantastic. I feel like this story cannot be mentioned enough. The 82-year-old grandfather who lived in the U.S. for 40 years, fled torture in Chile, no criminal record, went to replace his green card. ICE detained him and secretly deported him to Guatemala. His family was told he died. He's now alone in a hospital. Mm-hmm. There's one pure evil story after another. Swan Talbert said the same people who claim to, quote, protect children from drag queens' books and history are now defending a man likely guilty of molesting them. Hypocrisy has a name. Its name is white evangelicalism.
Wheel of right-wing hypocrites!
Since Anna Ortiz dropped out, if anybody, it's John Pavlovitz, you listening? Cliff Schechter, anybody? Dean Obadala, who's out there? Who wants to come on down? Help Mama. So much to talk about.
Yeah.
So much hypocrisy.
Yes.
So little time. Aaron says the Trump administration is choosing to spend $167,000 in taxpayer dollars destroying 9 million in contraceptive products meant for women in crisis areas rather than just sending it to them. Let that sink in. That's on top of all this food we just destroyed, right? We just incinerated that cost taxpayers, what was it, $800,000 and then another 100 and something thousand to destroy it rather than give it to. Unbelievable. Okay. Oh, Frank Flaguzzi. Oh, Frank, are you listening? Call us. He posted, when Mr. Trump hosted a party for young women at Mar-a-Lago in a so-called calendar girl competition, Mr. Epstein was the only other guest. We'll get Frank on as soon as we can, but oh my God, what must be going on the inside of the FBI, right, with these Patel and Bongino, these conspiracy theorists for years, now running the place.
Right.
And just, they're just eating each other alive. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats.
They're all awful.
Equally awful.
Big bag of alligators at this point.
We're going to ask, in fact, when we have Frank on, we will ask him Noah's question. Can you imagine being so innocent of any connection to Epstein that it takes 1,000 FBI agents working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for over a month to identify all the times you weren't mentioned? I mean, I'm sure Frank's never heard of such a what do you call it, assignment given, being given. And by the way, are they doing anything about protecting any people in the United States? They're all focused on Trump's conspiracies and vendettas.
That's right.
Jojo from Jurors, our beloved, said, why would Pam Bondi pressure? Oh, hi, Jojo. Are you listening? Call us. I'm looking for people to paint the fence for free.
I know you are.
Okay. Why would Pam Bondi pressure the FBI to instruct approximately 1,000 personnel to scour through approximately 100,000 Epstein-related records in order to, quote-unquote, flag any records in which Trump was mentioned? Why on earth would she do that? Are journalists even asking these questions? I don't watch the Sunday shows anymore, Chris, because sweep of arms.
Oh,
can't
sure, everything.
Do it.
Uh-huh.
Can't do it. But I don't, are they being asked any of these questions? I don't know whether, you know, we're just in such an access journalism state that nobody.
The Sunday shows have always been about access journalism. They want people to come in on set and sit with them.
Yeah.
And when you ask them tough questions, they won't do that.
Oh, our Richard Chu in Chicago. Hello, Richard Chu.
Can Richard Chu join us for hour three?
I loved you and Ugly Betty. I loved you and Ugly Betty, by the way. You were fantastic.
Well, good morning, folks.
Good morning.
You said to call. Somebody call in. I thought, well, I'm going to be in the car for the next 30 minutes.
Oh.
I'll call in.
All right.
Well, the connection's probably not good enough to be on that long, but I just wanted to say how well placed you guys have been this morning on this Epstein misdirection. It is all about misdirection.
Yeah.
You said it the best. It is all about distraction, and we... Here's one of the things I've been telling
By the way, can I just say the Obama thing is the biggest, most ridiculous distraction, arresting Obama for treason. But I have to say, in light of what happened, Richard, in Minnesota, I think it was it Jim Himes said, this is really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they just keep putting people in danger. Accusing Obama of treason in this environment is, anyway.
It's dangerous. It's also, there's more than a tinge of racism in it.
Absolutely.
The old meme, again, let's come back, let's talk about the black guy that didn't do this, didn't do that, et cetera, et cetera. We know that story. We've been down that road so many times. But here's the other thing that I think a lot of people are missing about the mismanagement of this White House. It's the lack of humanity. Mayor Brandon Johnson here in Chicago talks about that a lot. We have the opportunity as this progressive liberal Democrat to reclaim humanity.
Yep. I say that every day. Where do we go to get our humanity back? 58 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller's show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
On our next show, John and Gordy will have more idiocracy than you can stand at 6:35 in the morning.
I can't wait, and I have a note here. Trump says we have to change the name of the show.
Right here on 92.7 WMDX or the Civic Media app.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelley Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A Bangladesh Air Force training jet crashed into a school campus on the capital city of Dhaka today, killing at least 19 people, wounding more than 100 others, many of them students who had been burned. An off-duty Border Patrol agent shot allegedly by an undocumented immigrant in New York City over the weekend. Police don't think the agent was targeted because of his job. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in New York today. The former Louisville police officer convicted of violating the civil rights of Breonna Taylor in 2020 expected to be sentenced today to one day in prison.
Brent Hankison was among several police officers executing a no-knock warrant looking for a suspect who, it turns out, was already in jail. During the raid, Breonna Taylor was shot and killed in her home. The 48-year-old Hankison faces up to life in prison, but the Justice Department has recommended that he serve one day. Taylor's family is furious.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Dozens more Palestinians shot and killed while trying to get food in Gaza.